1 Samuel chapter 3, will you read with me from verse 1? The child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. Now, I want to talk to you about hearing. In this particular case, I have no intention of preaching that the Lord will deal with you on this basis. But I do believe there is every possibility that the Lord will call you at one time or another. I don't believe that he'll just call your name, but I believe there are certain things that will come to pass that will cause you to seek the answer that God has for you. In other words, you might just have a hunger to study the Word of God, to find out something. There might be a specific doctrine that would get on your heart, and you just couldn't get rid of it, and you'd just have to go to the Word of God, and it would be the same as Eli telling Samuel, said, when he calls unto you, say, Speak, Lord. When you sit down with the Word of God and begin to study the Word of God, it's as if you're saying, Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. I'm waiting and listening to hear what you've got to say to me. For I believe that the Word of God is the words of the Spirit. Jesus Christ said, The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And I believe that God speaks unto us through the written words. Those words which are written down in a King James Bible. But we must have ears to hear. Now turn to Romans, please. Romans chapter 10. In Romans chapter 10. Verse 13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And notice the heard now. How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, that is, Israel has not. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith does not come by praying. Faith cometh by hearing. Now, that could be a matter of reading. It could possibly be. In other words, God could speak to your heart through your eyes. That is, he would speak in the Word, and it's fascinating enough, as we read the Word of God, even though we may not move our lips, and we might be speed reading such or whatever, but nevertheless, the words are there. You know, it's fascinating about the speed readers. A man can take a book and he can just read a page at the time in that book and tell you generally the contents of that book, but nobody can do the Word of God that way. You cannot do that. You must read the Word of God Line upon line, the Bible says, precept upon precept. But I'm getting to the point that to hear God, you must hear the words of God, and you must have ears to hear the words of God. Not everyone hears the words of God. Now, we may speak the word of God, and they may hear in the sense of physically listen, and the words go in their ears and whatever, but they still never hear the word of God. Turn, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Well, then I know that a man must have eyes opened by God. He must have eyes given him by God if he's to see the things of God. He must have ears from God. His ears must be opened by God if he's to hear. Fascinating enough, there are miracles in the Bible of Jesus Christ giving eyes and opening ears so that men could see and ears could hear. But that is it all. That man that sees and hears must have a new heart. That heart has nothing to do with blood pumping. It has to do with the very center of affections and emotion and whatever in that person. Now, the physical eye cannot see and the physical ear cannot hear. Now, you can hear the English words as they're quoted or read from a King James Bible or whatever, but that does not mean that you hear the message that is behind those words. Hence, you find that people read the Bible and read the Bible and read the Bible and never get truth out of the Bible until that truth is revealed by someone preaching the Word of God, which is I base all that upon Romans chapter 10, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they've not believed? In other words, it would be impossible for a person to call upon the Lord and get saved without first believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I don't believe that those people that talk about playing it safe by keeping the law and doing good works and whatever, I don't believe they're saved. Whether they've called upon the Lord with their mouth or not does not change anything. How shall they call upon him in whom they've not believed? You must believe the gospel of Christ before you can call upon the Lord for salvation. And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? That's why that people could read the Bible through from Genesis through Revelation and never hear God speak. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. How shall they hear without a preacher? The preacher must preach the words of God led by the Spirit of God for the sinner to hear and believe and call upon the Lord and be saved. And how shall they preach except they be sent? I do not believe that a man can preach the Word of God so that people can hear the Word of God unless the Lord sent him. I believe in God called preachers. And I do not believe that everybody is called to preach. Now, I believe that everybody's called into a ministry, but I do not believe everybody is called to preach. I had a fascinating thing happen recently. There was a man that several years ago told me that he was called to preach. This man went to school here in Pensacola. This same man went to Foley one time with another man to contend with me about water baptism and some things that I believe dispensationally. That man was a smart aleck type of a person, and he sat in Bill Sharp's house down there that night and tried to stop me. He tried to tangle me up in my speech and whatever, and I told him what I believe. After I'd finished with telling him what I believe about the passage he was asking about, he still would not agree. He said, well, we know that the Greek says blah, blah, blah. And finally I said, all right, you ask me. I told you what I believe. I told you what I see in the chapter. Now, you believe that the doctrine of baptism can be established on the basis of that verse. Stand up right now in front of everybody in this room and show us that. You've got the floor. He said, no. I said, oh, come on. You sit here and argued with me. You say that I'm wrong. We're waiting to find out what's right. Stand up and tell us. He would not stand up. And when I finished, he and the man that he was with got out as quickly as they could. This man continued, though, and he preached a little bit here and there and preached on the street, you know, and crying in the marketplace and all that sort of thing. And he carried on there for a while. And then the first thing I knew, this man was slowing down considerably. He had a job doing something else. And went on, and slowly his ministry seemed to just begin to taper off. Well, recently I called this gentleman and I said, I'm going to be gone and so forth. And I'm trying to find somebody that'll preach. And he said, well, I just tell you, I just got too much other stuff. He said, I just got all this studying to do, and I've got all this and that and the other. And he just went on and on, and I said, well, that's all right. Don't worry about it. And from there on, there would have been no way that I would have subjected the people here to his ministry anyway under those circumstances. I do not believe that God Almighty ever called that man to preach. Jeremiah said, it's like a fire in my bones. And there's something about being called to preach that it's not a matter of you mustering up a want to preach. It's the matter of going and preaching when you don't want to go and preach. And it's there and you preach it. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? Now, you know, it's fascinating about how you hear. For instance, our ear has something inside there, and I don't know all these terms or whatever, but that thing is called something like cochlea, and it's a shell type of arrangement inside in there, and it's got, I think, little old strings or something in it, and it's very, in other words, they are connected with our senses, sense of hearing, and when sound comes in there, those things distinguish the sounds, and our brain picks it up or whatever. I don't know how it operates. But I do know that if those become injured, you would not be able to distinguish the sounds, and in some cases might get so that you could not hear at all. In fact, the Bennis, you are very aware that you could put your fingers in your ears and you wouldn't hear. You could see somebody's mouth moving, but you wouldn't know what they're saying, and on and on. And you know the old story there about if a tree falls in the forest and there isn't an ear to hear, does it make a sound? Well, I can prove by the Bible that there isn't even an argument there in the first place, because I find that there are those with the Apostle Paul that heard sound but did not hear the voice. In other words, the sound was there. The sound is always there, but the distinguishing of that sound is not always there unless there is an ear to hear it. Now, I think of a dog. If you have a dog and you watch that dog, you might find that he's lying there on the lawn or the port or carport or whatever, wherever you keep that mangy critter. And he's lying there asleep and scratching a flea every now and then or something. And all of a sudden, on a very still day, that dog's ears perk up. And in some cases, he'll get up and he'll start, and there isn't one thing there. You haven't heard one sound. The reason is that that dog can distinguish sounds that are absolutely impossible for you to hear with a human ear. In fact, you can take a whistle and blow a sound with that whistle that dog can hear, but it is so shrill until you can't hear, but on the other hand. You can take a musical instrument and play that musical instrument, and that dog will just start howling, and the reason that he does so is because it is painful to his ears. The point that I'm trying to make is there are many sounds in this world that you cannot hear. They're there, but you can't hear them. Human ears will not pick up those sounds. So it is in the spiritual realm. The Spirit of God speaks the words of God, and you cannot hear the words of God unless your ears are opened and attuned to the things of God. But that isn't all. You cannot hear anyway unless you have ears to hear. You must have ears to hear before you can hear the things of God. Now, let's check some passages. Turn, please, to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Now, when I get through with all this, I may not make any sense to you very much, but nevertheless, we'll try. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came, a reference to Jesus now, by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, by water and blood, and is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Word, the Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost. These three are one. There are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, the blood. These three agree in one. If we receive the witness, and witness has to do with words, it has to do with saying things, are those that are written down. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. This is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. Now, turn to the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8. John, chapter 8. And notice verse 43. John 8, 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Now that makes no sense at all to the common ordinary person, for he could look back in verse 30. Look back in verse 30. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Obviously, they heard the words that he spoke. They could hear words with their physical ear. They could not hear the spiritual impact that was in the words that he spoke, for they had no spiritual ears to hear. Verse 44, you're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? If I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Go back in John, please. John chapter 5. Let's see, just a minute. Yeah, John 5. John 5, verse 24. John 5, 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, not just words that are spoken, but the things that are in the word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. That's obviously living people in the flesh, dead in the spirit, as in Ephesians chapter 2. Paul said, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Now he said the hour coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear. All right, those who were dead in trespasses and sins have heard. But look at the next now. Verse 26, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Verse 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. Now, that's not the same as verse 25. Those in 25 are people that are dead in trespasses and sin. They hear the voice. They hear with, they have ears to hear. They hear the spiritual things that are involved. You know something? I've asked people, I say, you tell me what's the gospel? They say, well, it's the word of God. Yeah, I know, but tell me, what is the good news? And on, and they can't tell you. And you know something? I find that they've been to church all their life and whatever, and chances are 1,000 to 1, they have heard many times before Jesus Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again, but they've never heard with spiritual ears. In other words, they've heard the words that a preacher said. Now, the Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. And yet Jesus said, no man cometh to the Father except by me. And he said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent him draw me. Draw him. In other words, the multitude can hear the words, but they can't hear the spiritual things that the Spirit of God says in the words. There are people that hear the words, Jesus Christ died for our sins, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, but they never hear the spiritual words of God in those words that man speaks. That's why he said, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead, there are those that are dead in trespasses and sin, will hear the words and they'll believe. But there are others that are dead in trespasses and sin, that even though they hear the words of man speaking the words of God, they never hear the words of the Spirit of God that are in those words that that preacher is preaching. Now, in verse 28, he said, there are those which are in the graves. All that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now, this can present a problem, and we'll not deal with that problem right now. I'll just present it to you and let you work it out. I mean, how is it? And there's no doubt about this resurrection. This resurrection is that of Daniel chapter 12. Why, he said, all they that are in the grave shall hear. And yet, a lost man cannot hear. The Bible is very clear about that. I'm talking about those who have no ears to hear, cannot hear, and we're going to find that there are some in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that cannot hear him in this life. And yet, they're going to die, go into a grave, and he said, from that grave, they're going to hear his voice, and they're going to be resurrected. They're not those at Revelation chapter 20, the great white throne judgment. There's something very strange in this Bible about this resurrection thing that people don't know about. There is a preaching about resurrection today, and it just doesn't have all the truth. All they that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Well, they couldn't hear it while they're alive. How is it they're going to hear it after they're dead? And they're going to come forth, some unto life, and so forth and so on. And it presents a peculiar situation. It makes one wonder when the passage said, and all Israel shall be saved. Begin to wonder about those things. All right, turn please in your Bible now to Matthew chapter 11. And notice something now about hearing. Matthew chapter 11. Here's the way that you hear. Matthew 11. Now he's preaching about John the Baptist here. And verse 11, and tells them, there isn't a greater than John the Baptist come. And on. Now verse 12. from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you'll receive it, that is the kingdom. This is Elijah, which was for to come. Now watch it closely. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Well, then they must not have all had ears to hear. Now, I can say to you this morning, they that have ears to hear, let them pay attention. In other words, if God Almighty has given you ears to hear the things of the Spirit of God, listen. As Eli told Samson, if God Almighty speaks again and calls your name, say, I'm here, Lord. Speak, Lord. Thy servant heareth. If you have ears to hear, if God Almighty has given you the privilege of hearing the things of God, then you hear. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, this is important. It is important enough that God Almighty put it in, I believe it's 18 times from Matthew through Revelation, God said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. If you've got ears to hear, if you've been fortunate enough, if God Almighty has given his grace to you to the point that you've got ears to hear, then you better listen. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Everybody cannot hear. Some have no ears to hear. They are deaf. They cannot hear the things of God. They are walking in silence today. And you can scream to the top of your voice, and they cannot hear. They can hear your words, but they can't hear God's words in the message you speak to them. And the point is to be able to distinguish which they are. For instance, you sit down at a table with somebody and you show them the truths of the Word of God and show them and show them and show them and finally make up your mind they have no ears to hear. You are wasting your breath. Go to somebody that has ears to hear and preach to them. That's why preachers sometimes must move on. That's why preachers stay at a place long enough and finally determines there is nobody there anymore that's got ears to hear. They can hear the words that are spoken all right, but they can't hear the words of the Spirit in those words, and nothing is happening. It's time to move on. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. go back, please, to Romans chapter 10. Notice the distinction, or rather the combination here of hearing and believing. Romans 10, verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? In other words, somebody became fortunate enough to hear, and there is a close connection between hearing the Word of God and believing the Word of God. Now watch how the thing worked with the people. Turn back, please, to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Notice verse 9. Matthew 13, 9. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath to him shall be given, he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, that is because he won't hear, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak out of them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. In other words, hearing the words spoken by the mouth, they hear not the words spoken by the Spirit of God. Verse 14, And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. All right, they heard the words, they heard the messages, but they didn't hear God talking to their hearts. They were proud and egotistical. They were know-it-alls. They thought they knew everything there was to know, and they knew nothing at all and heard nothing from God. There are thousands today in the religious system that think they know everything and know nothing and never hear anything. Israel would not hear. Turn, please, to Acts and look at them. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, verse 51. Stephen has just preached a message to them that they couldn't miss if they tried. Now, verse 51, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears." Well, then how can a person hear were their ears circumcised? Well, how's that? All right, let's assume that there was a person that had that was born with a growth over their ears of some form, something in there that fixed it so that they could not hear, and they had an operation there, and the doctor cut that away and fixed it so that there was an entrance of words there and whatever. So it is with the heart and the ears. We're circumcised with a circumcision made without hands in putting away the sins of the body of the flesh. In other words, God Almighty's Word causes us to, as I've referred to, as clean out the file cabinet and put away those things and put in the new. And God circumcised the ear of the believer. That person who will not believe will not be able to hear. They could not hear. They were uncircumcised in heart and ears. Verse 51, "You do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they've slain them which showed before the coming of the just one, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him of their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God." That's fascinating to me. I found that in preaching to people that there have been those that when I preached, that all they ever received was cuts and bruises. They got angry, and they said that they didn't like my expressions on my face. They didn't like the tone of my voice, that I was uncouth and unkind. My words were cutting and whatever, and on, just like right here. But you know, there were other people in that same assembly that paid no attention to the cutting sound in the voice or any of those things. They heard the words of the Holy Spirit that was spoken by my voice, and it turned out to be a blessing to them. As Paul said, "We're a savor of life unto some and a savor of death unto others." These people here resisted the Holy Ghost, and they were cut to their heart. All they heard that Stephen had preached was something as if he just had something against them and didn't like them and was lashing out at them. Somebody told me one time, said, "I can always tell by what you're preaching, you know, about people and whatever." She said, "I can tell when you're talking about," and she didn't say this, but it had reference to some of her relatives, or this one and that one and the other one. Now, you know, folks, now I wouldn't spend your time or God's time in just trying to get at your relatives through you. It's fascinating how we, I include me, how we hear people speak. It's amazing. These only heard that which banged away at them and bruised and hurt. Verse 54, "When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, gnashed on them with their teeth, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly toward heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, Behold, I see heavens open and the Son of God standing on the right hand of God." And that was too much for him. They cried out with a loud voice, watch it, and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. In other words, they said, in effect, shut up. He never shut up. They put their fingers in their ears so they couldn't hear him anymore and gnashed on him with their teeth and finally killed him. In effect, they say, we'll shut you up. Now, there was a man standing there, though, that evidently heard. He must have heard that was involved with this crowd. And later on, he's on his way to Damascus. He has he's going after some saints there, and there's a voice from heaven. And this voice from heaven, even though the sound of it was heard with everybody around him, they didn't hear the words that were spoken, just as these people here heard the sound here that Stephen preached. They heard the sound, but they didn't hear the words of the Spirit of God. Those people around Paul heard the sound. They didn't hear the words of the Spirit, but Paul heard them. And the Lord said, Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And had a conversation with the Lord right there. This man had his ears circumcised. He could hear, and he heard the things of God. Then he began to preach them, but they wouldn't hear him. Now go to Acts 28. Acts 28. All right. Verse 25. When they agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that, Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah, the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand. Seeing you shall see, and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now watch it. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and they will hear it. And the Gentiles, as the Ephesians, began to hear the Word of God. They began to hear the words of the Spirit spoken through the preachers, and they began to get saved. Now, we've dealt with hearing and believing, as in Romans 10 and other passages. John chapter 5, verse 24, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. We've dealt with hearing and not believing, as those people who heard the words of the man but didn't hear the words of the Spirit, therefore they didn't believe the words of the man. Now, notice, we've noticed those who hearing don't hear at all. A quotation from Isaiah 6 by Jesus in Matthew 13, Paul in Acts 28. But notice hearing the wrong things. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. There are those today that hear the wrong things. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. They won't hear the truth, they will hear fables. And they would appreciate a preacher far better if that preacher told a series of stories unto them from the pulpit rather than telling them the things of God. Turn please to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and notice that they hear through the wrong people. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed, that is listening to, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. They listen to the wrong people and hear the wrong things, and they are doomed because of this. Turn please to Jeremiah 23 and notice that God has nothing to do with the people that go there in this case. Jeremiah 23. Notice Jeremiah 23, verse 16. Jeremiah 23:16. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. Look in verse 21. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Look in verse 32. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their likeness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. There are those that hear the wrong things because they always heap to themselves teachers who preach the wrong things, in that God never sent them in the first place. The God of this world sent them. Turn, please, to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we've not preached, well, God wouldn't send a man that would preach a different Jesus than the one Paul preached. Or if you receive another spirit, God wouldn't send a man that would preach a different spirit, which you've not received, or another gospel. God wouldn't send a man that would preach a different gospel than the gospel he gave to Paul. Who would? Verse 13, such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Well, then it is clear. Satan sends his ministers. His ministers preach things that are not true, and the people love to have it so, and they heap to themselves these teachers. They have itching ears to hear those things of science and so forth, and they listen to all that stuff, but they never are built up in the faith, and many of them never get saved. They don't have any ears to hear the gospel of Christ, and they just die and go to hell. Then notice, hearing the right things and hearing it through the man of God. Turn, please, to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, how can you... you got to get started somewhere. How can you do that? Well, I go back again. Whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? 1 John said, try the spirits, for many prophets or false prophets are going into this world. Well, then the sinner hears the gospel of Christ, believing the gospel of Christ. The sinner calls upon the name of the Lord. The Lord circumcises the heart, eyes, and ears of that sinner. The Lord opens the ears, puts in eyes to see, and changes the heart, and that saved sinner begins to be able to try the spirits whether they're of God or not. Now, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Look in chapter 3. 2 Timothy 3, verse 14. No, I'm sorry. Go back to verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Well, where did he learn them? He learned them by hearing. Who did he hear? He heard the Apostle Paul. That's who he heard. And Paul told him what to keep. Look back in 2 Timothy 1, verse 13. 2 Timothy 1, 13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. The good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost.